This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Every day, Malaysians generate around 37,000 tons of waste nationwide. From September 1st last year, Malaysians were made to separate their waste at home into recyclable items and domestic waste. Households that have failed to comply with this directive may face fines of up to 1,000 ringgit starting June 1st. However, despite the 8 months since the source separation initiative began, many are still uncertain over what must be done. We ask Farida Bahara Nordin, the Director of Department Enforcement and Monitoring at SW Corp, for an update on the situation.
Actually, we started the campaign in early 2015. That is when we distribute pamphlets and we give talks to residents station about doing separation at source. So by 1st September, that is when we start identifying houses that are not doing separation, and we give them a friendly reminder and we ask them to start separating their waste. So in the 7 states that we have our concession company that is responsible for collecting waste, we have asked the public for them to separate their waste between their recycled and also their domestic waste. So their food waste, their diapers, that is the domestic waste that they have to put inside their bin outside the house. And for recyclers, they have to separate the recycles according to plastic, papers, aluminium, and they have to check it out on the day of collection and put it beside their bin. In 1 week, there are 3 times that the waste will be collected. So the 2 times is for domestic waste, the normal waste in the bin. And for recycle, there is 1 time per week. They will collect whatever recycle waste that you put outside your bin.
So what happens afterwards? Farida sheds some light.
The concession company will pick up the waste. They have this special lorry. They're not using the compactors. The compactors is for the domestic waste. So when they come to collect the recycled waste, there's a special lorry for that. And they will bring this to their collection center, where they will make sure that the waste are separated before they dispose it. Dispose in the sense that they sell the recycle. They have certain vendors that will buy the recycle.
Farida explains how the source separation initiative works with non-landed properties like apartments or condominiums.
It's for landed and non-landed properties. It's not for business or industrial. It's for household. For non-landed properties, the enforcement action will be taken against the joint managing board, the JMB, the MC, not the individual household, because the waste is being collected at a certain bin point. So that is the responsibility of the MC or the JMB to manage that waste. So if the waste are not separated at that bin point, so it's under responsibility of the JMB. They will take action against the JMB. And for non-landed, our concession company will provide with this cage where there is a 3 compartment for them to only put their recycled waste in that cage.
Now, if this source separation is not done, what kind of compounds will be incurred? Farida elaborates.
The compound, there's 3 stages of amount. For the first offence, for non-landed, it will be 50 ringgit. The second offence will be 100, and the third offence, it will be 500, and the fourth and so forth, it will be prosecuted in court. For non-landed, it will be 100 for first offence, and then it's 200 second, the third one will be 500, and the fourth and so forth, it will be also court action.
But who is teaching people to separate their waste? Has information been made available to residents before this?
Actually, our act is already in force since 2008, but we only started to ask people to do separations since last year, because we have to make sure that our infrastructure, all the service given to the public is already 100% up to what they expect. Then we started with distributing our bins first, and we make sure that the collection is done according to the schedule that we have made. So once we fulfill this, then only we ask the public to do separation. Of course, there are always people who say that they know about this, right? Actually, we started distributing these pamphlets all over household since early last year. And we've been giving out pamphlets until today. And for the reminder also, when we identify any household that are not separating their waste, we're still giving them reminder. We still talk to the house owner and asking them to do separation. And we still continue doing talks with the resident association. Just last month, our KL office gave a very big talk to the resident association and also GMB for non-landed. But we understand, because even if we are enforced on people who are not doing separation, there are certain evidence that we have to make sure must be satisfied before we issue a compound. It's a very detailed procedure. It's not like we are just going to issue compound on the spot, but our officers have to do some investigation and open the investigation paper. And after we get consent from our deputy public prosecutor, then only we can issue compound. It's a very long process.
Farida examines the responses received from members of the public since the source separation initiative came into force in September.
Most are very positive, because most our public feel that it is necessary. I mean, when we have this environment, when they feel like it's good that they have to separate their waste, but there are small numbers that feel this is quite a burden for them to do it. So we have to make them understand why they have to do it and what is the benefit of doing it to the country. If you look into the recycling rates, the recycling rate is increasing. So when it decreases, I assume more people are doing recycle, right? So I think people are getting more aware that they have to recycle. And now even people can see that they can make money from doing recycling. Some people asking if we were to put our recycle, who will get the money from the selling of the recycle. So we said it doesn't matter. If you want to sell your own recycle, it's okay. We just want you to recycle. If you don't want to send it to the recycling center, you put it beside your bin. But if you want to sell, it's up to you, as long as you recycle. So I think a lot more people are being aware of the money they can get from doing recycling. So a lot of people doing recycle now.
Farida also addresses one of the common misconceptions about the enforcement arm of the initiative and stresses what the main aim of source separation really is.
Actually, sometimes most of people look at doing enforcement in a very negative way, the government going out and going to compound people. But actually, that is our last resort. For SW Corp and for my ministry, the Urban Wellbeing, Housing and Local Government Ministry, what we want is people to do separation. It's not really that we are going to focus to compound you and take you to court. What we want is for you to do separation. And it's better that you do before we come and compound you. That is our last resort. We want people to separate, because as you can see, our landfill, the lifespan is getting shorter. The money that we spend to dispose waste is getting higher and higher. We are trying to reduce money spent, and we're trying to increase the lifespan of our landfill. And people don't like also when we take another area and build up new landfill, right? So it's better if we reduce our waste. So the doing recycling and reduce your waste, you reuse whatever you have, that is better for us, actually. That is our main aim. But the enforcement part is only for those who are very reluctant to separate, then we have to take action. So I hope people are not focusing on the enforcement, more on the effort of doing separation.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.